Today's Food for the Journey will be a classic reflection of today's readings.
Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields. Welcome again to Food for the Journey. Let's continue looking at these readings now each day as they prepare us for the great feast of Pentecost. Jesus is risen from the dead as we are celebrating these weeks. But as he is risen and as he ascends into heaven, he sends his Spirit to us, so that we are not orphans and not alone. So let's prepare our hearts to receive all that God has for us. The first reading in today's Mass is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 20, verses 28 to 38. At Miletus, Paul spoke to the presbyters of the church of Ephesus, "Keep watch over yourselves and over the whole flock of which the Holy Spirit has appointed you overseers, in which you tend the church of God that he acquired with his own blood. I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock." Going through that now, so many leaving. "And from your own group, men will come forward, perverting the truth, to draw the disciples away after them." Lots of false prophets out there. "And from your own group, men will come forward, perverting the truth to draw the disciples away from them. And so be vigilant and remember that for 3 years, night and day, I unceasingly admonished each of you with tears. And now I commend you to God and to that gracious word of his that can build you up and give you the inheritance among all who are consecrated." See, Jesus is telling them, and this is for us too. I'm going back on this again. "I know that after my departure, savage wolves will come among you, and they will not spare the flock. And from your own group, men will come forward perverting the truth to draw the disciples away after them. So be vigilant." Be vigilant. You have been given the gift of faith. Are you safeguarding it? Are you protecting it? Are you feeding it? By the word of God, by the sacraments, by your personal prayer, by your repentance for your sin, so that you may hear clearly and see clearly what God is saying to you. Brothers and sisters, Paul goes on to say, "I have never wanted anyone's silver or gold or clothing. You know well that these very hands have served my needs and my companions." He was a tent maker. "In every way, I have shown you that by hard work of that sort, we must help the weak. And keep in mind the words of the Lord Jesus, who himself said, 'It is more blessed to give than to receive.'" Have you experienced that in your life yet? It is more blessed to give than to receive. It's true. It's true. When you know God's pleasure, there's almost nothing that can make you sad. When you know that you have his priorities, that you're following him, that he draws you into his circle because you're willing, and he shares with you his heart. When he had finished speaking, he knelt down and prayed with them all. And they were all weeping loudly as they threw their arms around Paul and kissed him, for they were deeply distressed that he had said that they would never see his face again. Paul was going around preaching the gospel, ministering, visiting his friends, knowing that what awaited him in Jerusalem was probably death. Then they escorted him to the ship. If this is all there is to life, brothers and sisters, it would make sense to say, "Well, I'm not going to spend my life that way. It just is difficult. I want happiness. I want peace. I want this. I want that. And God does give us those things at times. But how willing are we to follow him to the end? Like Paul, how willing are we? Psalm 68, sing to God, O kingdoms of the earth. Show forth, O God, your power, the power, O God, with which you took our part. For your temple in Jerusalem, let the kings bring you gifts. You kingdoms of the earth, sing to God. Chant praise to the Lord who rides on the heights of the ancient heavens. Behold, his voice resounds, the voice of power. Confess the power of God. Awesome in his sanctuary is God, the God of Israel. He gives power and strength to his people. When we're sold out for him, he gives us power and strength beyond what we could have ever expected. But we're following his plan, not my plan, his plan. He anoints, he blesses, he gifts when we're sold out to follow him. Even when you make mistakes and fall down, he just says, repent and get up and come on. Brothers and sisters, join those who are following after the Lord and keeping their eyes fixed on him. Follow them. What do you want to do with your life? I know that, at least I think, that the Lord said to me a long time ago, be known as one who loved him with all her heart, soul, mind, and strength. Did I fail in that many times? Did I repent every time? Yes, I did. And he draws us closer. Our sins don't have to separate us from God unless we choose not to repent. I want him to be seen and known and loved through me and through you. That's the most important thing there is in life. To glorify the one who created us and the one who died so that we might have eternal life. He's the one you want to follow. The gospel today is the gospel of John, chapter 17, verses 11 to 19. Lifting up his eyes to heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost except the son of destruction, in order that the scriptures might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Would you be included in that group? I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. So we live in the world, but if we follow him, God our Father protects us from the lies and the machinations of the enemy. He protects. We might experience a few glancing blows, a few bruises, but we don't have to give in to him because God is with us. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. What would he say about us? How much do I belong to the world? How much have I taken on the world's priorities, the world's values, some of which are good, but how much have I absorbed of the world and barely touched what makes up, so to speak, the kingdom of God? How committed am I really? Brothers and sisters, though I've repeated those kinds of questions many times over the years, I repeat them again. Don't just be satisfied, oh, everything's okay, yep, I'm fine. We're only fine, brothers and sisters, when we're sold out for the kingdom. Paul said it, I count everything as loss for the surpassing worth of knowing Christ Jesus, my Lord, that is not just knowing about him. It's knowing him, an intimacy, a deep and a personal relationship. My goodness, brothers and sisters, give up the world's values and priorities. They're all going to die. They're going to be dismantled. They'll be destroyed eventually. They won't last. They might give you momentary joy or pleasure, but they won't last. What lasts is God. What lasts is God's graces, God's priorities, God's value. And to the degree that I commit myself to them, I know peace even now. I don't have it all, but I know that I'm not alone. I know that I'm loved. If you've fallen away from faith in God, I urge you this Pentecost, come back. Come back. Go to any church. Come back. Come back to him. Open your heart to him. Because if you're a Catholic, there are so many graces in you from the sacraments. So many graces. But, as I've often said, we need to activate them. If you, this Pentecost, can go before the Lord and say, Lord, please activate the gifts you've given me in my life that I've kind of put in the closet and shut the door because I don't understand them. Teach me. Read the catechism, brothers and sisters. Read it. Read the scriptures. Look at the gifts that God has given you, especially faith and hope and love. You can reject them, but they're there, the three key virtues, faith, hope, and love. The faith to believe, the hope to have confidence that God's promises are true, and the love to allow him to love you and love through you. Open your heart in these hours before we celebrate Pentecost. Open your heart. And say, Lord, I desire to be like you. I desire to follow you. I desire that all the graces you've given me be activated in my life. I repent of my sin. I turn away. And going back to John's Gospel, what I read before from chapter 17, I gave them your word, and the world hated them because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Don't worry if the world hates you. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one, from his lies, from trying to entice you to do evil. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Who is the truth? Jesus. It's a person. Live in him. Your word is truth. As you sent me into the world, so I send them into the world. Do you know you're on mission, you who have been baptized? Do you know you're on mission? Let the word of God teach you. Let the word of God reshape you. Open your heart to him. Ask for the graces of Pentecost. Ask for all the gifts that perhaps have laid dormant in your life. Ask him to activate them, that you may follow him all the days of your life. God bless you. Hello, brothers and sisters. This is Sister Ann Shields, and I want to encourage you, if you would like a free copy of my booklet, Faith More Precious Than Gold, which we need right now, you can receive that by calling our 800 number, 1-800-282-4789, or you can simply go to renewalministries.net/FFJ. May God bless you.